Hey y'all, welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your host Diamond and Silk and Silk Old Silk.
Diamond Old Diamond.
Okay, so a lot of stuff has jumped off, but before we get started with this podcast, I want you to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. Mm-hmm. And don't forget about our book, Uprising. Who the hell said you can't ditch and switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to advertise or be a sponsor for this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to check us out over there at Chatit, chatdit.com.
Okay, Silk, so you know we love conversations,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
And, you know, we've been talking to a wide array of people that's doing some amazing things.
Amazing.
Well, I got to talk about this one, y'all.
Okay.
She's a Republican candidate for Florida District 24, you all.
Uh-huh.
And she's fighting to expose the lies of the Democrats.
Yes.
We also call her a social media diva
uh-huh.
because we think she is so classy and sassy.
That's right.
Please welcome to the show, Miss Laverne Spicer.
Laverne.
Yes.
I hope you're doing great. I hope you're having a wonderful afternoon.
Yes.
But I want to jump right into the conversation because I was viewing some of your tweets and I'm like, now I like this girl.
Yes.
Because she's sassy.
Yes.
I love sassy women.
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you something. You don't get no attention by being lame and bland.
That's right.
You bland. You got to be a little sassy.
Sassy and classy.
It just reminded us. It just reminded me of us.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here is my first question. How long have you been a Republican?
I have been a Republican maybe a couple of years, maybe a year and a half, going okay. into 2 years.
Okay, now I know that you're running for Congress. What made you decide, okay, wait a minute, enough is enough. I need to start doing my part and do something. What made you decide to say, okay, I'm going to do this?
Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, thank you ladies for having me on. And first of all, I have a nonprofit that I founded over 20 years ago. So working closely with the community, working closely with the seniors in our community and the whole community at large. Mm-hmm. And of course with the politicians, because when you have a nonprofit, you got to work with them as well. So over the years, and then once President Trump got elected and I started listening to the things he was saying, like he said, take a look at your community. Mm-hmm. You know, have you seen any changes take place in years? And I'm saying to myself, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. You know, so all of that started, it was like a resounding bell for me, you know, and it was a wake up call for me and so many other congressional candidates, because last year, for the first time in history, you saw more than ever, more Republican blacks running for Congress than ever in this history of the United States. And I believe that was because of President Trump. Because like he said, you know, they're not doing anything for you all. They're not helping you all. You only see them when you need them, when they want you to vote for them.
That's right.
Other than that, you don't see them. You know, when you need their help, you reach out to them. They give you the run around.
Yeah.
They play the dangling carrots game and all that type of stuff with you, you know. So like he said, run for those seats. What do you have to lose? Run. Fight for what you believe in. And, you know, right now, we all living our best life. We living our one and only life. So if you're not bold enough to follow your dreams and fight for what you believe in, then basically you living your life in vain.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
I like that you said that. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't even realize that the Republican Party was actually created and started by a group of black men. So actually, a lot of black people are coming back to their roots. And a lot of them don't even realize it, because when you see the value that as a conservative that you have, and just think growing up in church and so forth, all of the different teachings we have, it swung conservative.
Right.
You know, even though we were taught by the Democrats that,
yes,
you know, everybody else is racist except us, and come to find out they were the real racists.
You talk, but Laverne, you talk about the community and some of the things that needs to happen to make sure that the community, the crumbling infrastructure is not crumbling anymore.
Uh-huh.
You even talk about the broken families, stuff that we don't like to talk about. And when I look at the left wing and the hypocrisy, they tell us that, the men need their fathers, but they advocate for things where the fathers are not in the home.
Yeah.
They talk about building the communities, but they advocate for these crumbling infrastructure. So if you become a congresswoman in the district right there, I believe in Miami, tell me some of the things you will put in place to solve these problems when it comes to the crumbling infrastructure, the broken homes, and even the community being steered in the right direction.
Yes, you know, Diamond, what you said is absolutely true. And we know that, of course, when the Democrats started the welfare system, that's when the broken homes came in, because part of their policy was, okay, I'm going to give you this check, black woman, and I'm going to take care of you. But the black man cannot be in the homes with the kids. Mm. And right now, we're seeing the effects that's taking place from that system and that policy that was put in place years ago. Because right now we have so many broken homes.
Yeah.
You know, the fathers are out of these kids' life, and we're seeing the effects of that.
Yeah.
You know,
it's almost like it's generational. Do you agree? It's almost like it is like a generational curse. Like,
yes.
Okay, and don't get me wrong, we grew up with two parents in the house. Oh, so we've seen a mother and we've seen a father. But
right.
I think that the left, what they have done to the community, especially the black community, is really pretty much have ripped it to shreds.
Yeah.
Everything for your protection, they take that out. But everything for your destruction, they put that in.
Yep.
You have liquor stores on every corner. Every other corner is abortion clinics. We talk about population control, but the population control started when Margaret Sanger said, hey, you want to abort these babies.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And then black people or women, particularly black women, started taking heed to that and aborting their babies. So
right.
We get upset with what we're seeing now in the midst of this pandemic, but when did the population control really happen? That's just me and my own
Where
opinion.
Where did it start from?
So, right, and also with those abortion clinics, they are basically killing over 250,000 black babies are dying each and every year because of the abortion clinics. Actually, it's higher than that. But because of the abortion clinics that are primarily only in the black community.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Michelle Obama coming out? And, you know, she is so privileged. You know, they stay in a mansion overlooking the ocean. But she feels like she's being victimized by white people. And these were the same white people that voted her husband into office. So what do you think about her comments, especially her being an influencer? What are your thoughts?
And a millionaire.
Yeah.
Rich.
Right.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, also those same white people supported her as well. You know, and she's staying in an $18 million mansion. And, you know, she says that she's afraid for her kids when they leave the house, when we all know that when her kids leave the house, those two girls, they have Secret Service with them. They're not alone. So, you know, all of that is like a game. It's just a game that's called divide and conquer, game to keep people separated, to keep people head filled with lies. Oh, the white man is after us. Oh, the white man is destroying us. Oh, the white man is doing this to us. The white man is not destroying us. We are destroying our own selves.
Yeah.
Such as in Chicago, any given weekend, you see 40 to 60 people getting killed. Nothing is said.
Nothing
is quiet.
Said.
You said it.
Yeah.
So, go ahead, Silk. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and even down to Michelle Obama, with her saying that she fear, you know, walking, mm-hmm. and as if she's walking in the neighborhood, really, who is she fearing? other Black people because the white police officers are not in the bush waiting on her to walk by to say boo.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Who is she really fearing?
I don't know who she's afraid of in her neighborhood, because I'm sure her neighborhood is filled with Secret Service people and police, and it's a gated community, and it's not just anybody walking into her community in the first place. So like you said, what is she afraid of in her community?
Come on.
Because I was sitting there looking at her like, okay, honey, did she come up with that all about herself?
Yeah.
Did she come up with that lie all about herself?
Especially trying to put it in the ring.
They're playing that race baiting game, and they know they're lying. They need to stop it. They need to stop it.
Especially trying to put it in the realm of as if she's in the hood. Walking through the hood. So what you fearing in the hood? What you fearing in the hood is other Black people.
Right.
Okay.
And that's not her problem.
Right. Hello?
Because she don't even live in the
hood.
Living in the hood.
Right. That's right. Okay, so let me ask you this here, Laverne. So you bringing up this here about what's happening, especially in the Black community. Is there something that Black people just don't want to accept the fact that certain things go on in the Black communities? So what they want to do is point the finger looking outward, because I always have a saying, you know, you can't take the mark out of somebody else's eye without getting it out of your own eye first.
We can't
point the finger out there blaming white people when within our communities, we know that a lot of things are happening. And a lot of these things, it's not that it's not, we can control these things. You can control your anger. You don't have to go out there and shoot your Black brother, your Black sister.
These things
you don't have to do. So my question to you is, how do we get our Black community, our Black brothers and sisters, to understand the problem is out there? The problem starts with us within the community.
The man in the mirror.
Right.
The man in the mirror. You know, I said the same thing on my Facebook page. While you pointing fingers, first of all, it's for pointing right back at you. You got to start with that man in the mirror. Uh-huh. It's not the white man's fault. You cannot blame everybody else for the problems that we are having in our Black community, because most of us that are living in these Black communities, these Black districts that say like Baltimore, places like that, we have all Black elected officials.
Yep.
How can it be the white man's fault?
When those
people in power, they have the power to make changes in our community. We elect them to fight for us, to help us make the changes. A lot of them refuse to do that. So how you going to come and point your finger at Trump and call him the racist and blame him for what's taking place in your community when you've been in that seat for years and refuse to do anything
to
help your community?
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Today's podcast is being brought to you by Hip Lily.
Your journey more joyful.
Helping women in menopause find harmony and balance again naturally.
So be sure to visit their website, hemplily.com. And when you visit their website, don't forget to use code DS21 to get 25% off your entire purchase.
That's hemplily.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silver.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com.
I've seen for years and refused to do anything.
That's right.
To help your community.
That's right. Wow. So when you talk about systemic racism in the system, if you have Black people that's over that particular system within that particular district or community or even that state, then are they the white Black supremacists that y'all speaking about that's against Black people? Because they the ones that's over that and supposed to be running that particular city or district.
Exactly. Those are my thoughts. Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, because what are they doing? You know, if you electing them, then you should be able to call them when you have a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, they know what's taking place in their districts. Mm-hmm. You know, when you having a lot of kids, like in Miami, almost on a weekly basis now, it's been a child being murdered. Mm-hmm. You know?
Wow.
And it's really sad. One kid got killed at his own birthday party. They're shooting up these birthday parties now that's taking place. That's really sad. So, you know, we just need to get the word out more, communicating with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one problem we have in our community, we see things happen, but we don't want to say nothing.
Yeah.
But is that same thing going to happen in the white people community? No. They're going to call Crime Stoppers. They're going to call 911. They're going to call somebody to come in and do something. But we don't want to say nothing because we don't want to get involved.
You know what, Laverne? You said something that makes a lot of sense, and people don't catch this. How is it that whenever a white police officer shoot or kill a Black person, it's on camera, but when a Black person kill another Black person, no cameras,
you don't know,
no photos, nobody
nothing.
Nothing,
nobody knows nothing.
So that means we are privy to the problem.
Yeah,
if we're not speaking up and if we're not saying nothing in these communities.
Laverne, I saw where you did this feisty ad advertising your run for Congress.
Yes.
And we want to show that right now. So
okay,
take a look at this.
Hi, I'm Laverne Spicer. Welcome to the Democrats America. Several years ago, I walked away from the lies of the Democratic Party. Let me show you why. This is the part of Miami that Hollywood won't show you. It is the part that the Democrats have ruined through years of drugs, crime, and broken promises. Democrats love to tell you that Black lives matter, but when it comes to actually protecting Black lives, this is what they give you. Crumbling infrastructure, broken families, and starving communities. If Nancy Pelosi and the left really cared about Black lives, they wouldn't keep funding the abortions of over 250,000 Black babies each and every year. Corrupt Democratic politicians never cared about regular people like you and I. You gotta stop believing their lies. While radical Democrats have been busy defunding the police and funding illegal immigration, I've been busy feeding my community. The truth is, my food bank has helped more Black people in Miami than Democrats ever have. Black America, it's time to wake up. I'm Laverne Spicer, and I'm running for Congress because Black lives never matter to Democrats, only Black votes.
Okay, so Laverne, tell us about this run for Congress. What have you been doing? Because it looks like this is going to be grassroots, and I love grassroots work. So what have you been doing with your campaign?
Oh, with my campaign, I've been out talking to people. Like I said, you know, I started food bank years ago, so I already know a lot of people in my district, but I'm in a blue district. Mm-hmm. I'm in a blue district. And last year was my first time running for Congress. And even though it was my first time, usually when somebody run against Frederico, they may only get 7,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
But I got 59,000. So that was really huge. And I don't care who is saying, ha, ha, ha. Guess what? I'm in this race. Mm-hmm. I'm in the race. And I got 59,000 votes. And nobody else ever got that many votes against Frederica, even though she doesn't do anything for her district. As a matter of fact, when she first got elected to Congress, the first law she tried to pass was one that allowed her to wear her hat in Congress. Mm-hmm. That was the first one.
So she wasn't working for the people. She was worried about her hat.
Her signature hats. Uh-huh. And she also recently tried to pass a law to make it against the law for anyone to make fun of people that are in Congress.
Oh, wait a minute, because I make fun of them all the time.
Yeah. So do I.
Oh, so she tried to make that.
I mean, just look at how they view the American people as a joke.
That's right.
Right.
Uh-huh. I mean, they got to be a joke themselves.
They joking with us, we get the joke on them.
That's right.
Absolutely.
But how can people support you?
Right.
Okay, people can support me by donating to my campaign and visiting my website. And you can also contact me, whether it's on Twitter, Facebook, or however you would like to contact me, if you would like to help and volunteer with my campaign.
Okay. Hey, have you been knocking on doors and everything like that, correct?
Yes, I've been out knocking on doors. I've been to rallies. I've been out participating in different events and just getting the word out, letting people know that I am running again.
Right.
For Congress.
Okay. Have you gotten any word from the RNC? Any support from them?
No.
This is why I tell people, if you're going to donate, donate directly to the person, not to these organizations that have their own agenda.
That's right.
Because you know what I'm tired of, Silk?
Yeah.
I'm tired of the RNC and people like them putting in who they want to put in.
I
need an American fighter. I need somebody that's going to go up there and that's going to stand toe-to-toe with the status quo or with these radicals up there. I need somebody with a little sass.
Yes.
With a little sass up there. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So if you want to donate to Laverne Spicer, you want to donate directly to her campaign.
Yes.
Directly to her campaign. That's what we're telling people.
That's right. The website is on the lower third. Donate to her campaign and support her, because we need individuals that want to put America first.
Right.
That's exactly who we need. Laverne, I have a final question for you.
Okay.
What is your personal thought about the 2020 election?
About the 2020 election? Yeah. I think that many of us, especially the Black candidates, we would have done a lot better in our races, in our race, if we would have had the support of the GOP and the RNC. And in some cases, they went as far as to leave our name off of the slates.
What?
So are you talking about like the actual ballots?
The actual slate, like when they had the list of the Republican candidates and okay, this is the slate you take with you to your precinct, your voting precinct.
Right.
They left a lot of our names off of the slate. And it wasn't just in Miami. It was in other states as well, because I have talked to other Black candidates and a lot of us went through the same problem. You know, even if they would have donated a few dollars to each of us, that could have helped us with cards, that could have helped us cover precincts. Like in my district, I have over 200 precincts. So that's a lot of work.
Right.
But, you know, a little support goes a long way, because we are in this race. We are fighting against the swamp creatures that have been in these seats almost eternally.
Yes.
So, you know, if we willing to put our necks on the line and say, hey, I'm going to go up against Fred Dreeka, support me for that.
Right.
Support me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The same thing with these other candidates. You know, running for Congress, especially as a Republican, it's not easy. I'm getting cussed out daily, calling all kind of coons. And other names that go along with that, you know, that comes with this territory.
But
back us and show us some support.
Right.
But understand that that's going to come from the left, white, liberal.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And black people.
How could you say that about so-and-so? That comes from the other Black people.
Got off the Democrat plantation.
That's right.
Right.
It's not white, radical, left-leaning liberals. It's also Black radical, left-leaning liberals that want to call you a coon or Uncle Tom. But always remember, your hater will make you greater. And listen, they only smear who they fear. Yeah, and like Sue said, you got off the Democrat plantation.
That's right.
They feared that because they can't control you. They can't control your mind. You're thinking outside the box, and they don't like that.
That's right.
Why they upset.
So, Laverne, I got what where you think of, as you know, as far as the 2020 election, but what about the 2020 presidential election?
Yes.
Okay. So far as the 2020 presidential election, I feel like the election was stolen. I don't believe it's no way in the world that Joe Biden actually won. One thing for sure, even if with President Trump's followers on Twitter, I think he had close to 80 million. Joe Biden have 8 million. Those numbers don't even add up nowhere to being close. Right. So I have a hard time believing that Biden actually won.
Right.
Right. Okay. Well, we are in
Trump has so much support. Anytime you was out at the rallies, the people were there. The support was there. Yeah. When you saw Joe Biden on TV, you saw about 5 people out there with him and Miss Kamala.
Yeah.
So it just don't add up right. So it makes absolutely no sense to me.
And that's why I think that every state should do a forensic audit so that we can see what actually happened in the 2020 election.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, Silk, because you know, especially here in Florida, we have the tendency for dead people to come back and vote on every election cycle.
You know what? You're absolutely right about that.
Yes.
And once again, that's why we really, really, truly do need that audit.
Right.
We got to have that audit. We really got to know what went down and what happened when it comes down to election integrity.
Yeah.
When it comes down to laws being broken and so forth. We really want to know. So we encourage everybody to do that. And hopefully whenever you become congresswoman, because when you think about it, not only did it affect the presidential election, it affected the down ballot.
All elections. That was a domino effect.
Yes. Yes. So hopefully whenever you become congresswoman, you go in there, you make sure they keep the election integrity on the straight and narrow. It can't be no cheating and no backdoor dealing going on here in the United States of America.
That's right. Laverne Spicer, thank you so much for being on the show. Listen, if you would like to donate to her campaign or even volunteer, just check out the website below. Go there and you can do all of that there. Donate directly to the person.
To the person.
Not to these entities, but to the person.
That's
who we want to help. Thank you so much, Laverne Spicer.
Thank you.
Being on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what, Silk? That was a great conversation.
Oh, yeah, Diamond.
I mean, amazing. I'm just enjoying all of this. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to be a sponsor of this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. Don't forget to check us out over there at Chatit, ChatDit.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Okay, so we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Today's podcast is being brought to you by Hemp Lily.
Your journey more joyful.
Helping women in menopause find harmony and balance again naturally.
So be sure to visit their website, hemplily.com. And when you visit their website, don't forget to use code DS21 to get 25% off your entire purchase.
That's hemplily.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com
purchase anything on the site, mm-hmm. and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to MyPillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at MyPillow.com or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to MyPillow.com.